And then my mother pulled me into the corner because she's wildly religious. She said, you need to get up on the steps and make an announcement and apologize.
And then I realized I was still hallucinating and I was probably like, that's how like reality was.
I'm going to call Jake right now. I want to say like, hey, dude, I didn't tell anyone.
It's pretty good, man. That's a big secret.
Hello? I'm taking Mike's edibles because I need it. Because I didn't work out today. I barely slept. I'm hungover. I was supposed to be on an 18-hour fast, and I broke the fast at 8 hours and ate a jalapeno cheddar bagel and a chocolate croissant. And Jasmine's been on the floor hungover, and she didn't take the kids to school, and somehow it was my fault. So fuck you. I'm taking an edible. Welcome to Chrissy Chaos.
I love the added just venom of fuck you, I'm taking it. Well, and I took one earlier because I finished my taxes today and I couldn't be more. I never even realized how much that's truly weighing on me until I'm done.
Here you go.
And this is the last year I'm having any part of it. That's it, dude. Somebody else.
Done with the taxes. We're moving to Puerto Rico. We're going to have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
We're coming to you live. Coming to you live from the Slam Magazine headquarters where they just asked me to do some type of 90-second riff about basketball. And I'm in the worst mood I've been in about 2 years. And I abruptly said no and came into this studio. So this will probably be one of the last episodes we do from this space. And this microphone just look at when I dropped the microphone.
That refuses to stand.
Yeah, nothing is fucking working today. I'm just having one of those days.
Yeah.
I'm having one of those days.
I like this though. It's such a switching vibe.
Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna see if I can almost like massage your shoulders from this distance.
Yeah. You know? And my daughter made me fucking laugh today, Delilah. Uh-huh. She goes, yeah, come on, get a sandbag in here. Get up. By the way, of course, coming to you live from the Slam Magazine headquarters. We are Mikey Shane Cannon, Vito Baby Mouth Calise, and John the Father Grady. We're all here hanging out. Dude, my daughter made me laugh today because I have all those stupid sayings that are like annoying to her. Like I'll be like, one of the big ones I say to her is if it's not going to matter in 5 months, don't give it more than 5 minutes.
Sure.
I say that to her all the time and whatever. And then today, again, because Jasmine, just was fucking hung out. It's like, if you're going to do a surprise party and drink sangria, which by the way, the sangria Dirty Piers is amazing. And yes, I have my leg out, which is peeling. Fucking deal with it.
Peeling and
fucking deal with it. Or turn off YouTube or just listen. Dirty Piers in Queens, which is one of the best restaurants, I think, in the entire city. I love it. The sangria is absolutely amazing. It gets you hammered, and we all know that. So why then is Jazz drinking 2 pitchers of it, knowing that we have shit to do today, and then you're on the floor vomiting, and I have to somehow get the kids to school, and I don't know how to do my daughter's hair? And that's not my fault because as a man, because I live old school, I shouldn't have to know how to do that. I shouldn't even, like Sebastian Maniscalco's joke, as the father, I shouldn't even know where the school is. So now it's your fault, Jazz, because you're the mom and you were drunk and hungover puking sangria everywhere. The kids didn't go to school and they're going to fail. And it's your fault, not mine.
Dude, I love that you can be so tired and hungover, you just regress into full Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker, dude. But my daughter did make me laugh hard today because I was like, in a bad mood. And she just, I was like, listen, everyone's go take baths. Everyone's going to bathe their siblings. I said, Tristan, you go upstairs. I said, and then Delilah, you're going to give your sister a bath and then you're going to take a bath. I'm not doing it. And she was like, I'm not taking a bath. I said, Delilah, get in the bath. You need to get in the bath right now. You need to wash yourself. She goes, you told me if it doesn't matter in 5 months, don't give it more than 5 minutes. So I'm not going to care if I took a bath 5 months from now. I was like, you're not wrong. You smelly little fuck.
Crushed you with their own logic.
Yep. And then guess what I did? I sat down and at 11:30 in the morning, I ordered for my entire family Domino's pizza. Deal with it.
That's when you got to flip it on her though and tell her about staph infections. Mm-hmm. You're like, you want to make a bet? It's going to matter in 5 months and it's going to be a serious issue.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she comes up to me. She goes, do you know Nicole has a baby? And I said, yeah. And she goes, you know Mike's the father? I was like, I assume that. That's what she said. And just looked at me. And she goes, we made bracelets all day. And she said, I told Nicole, she said that her and Nicole were talking about it and that she feels that the prettiest bracelet that she made or Nicole made one of the prettiest bracelets, Delilah said that she'd sell it to me for $150. I was like, $150? You're going to sell me the bracelet? She goes, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
They had a good convo. Delilah decided yesterday that she's going to fashion school.
Yeah.
She told Nicole. She was like, I'll go to fashion school. Yeah. That sounds great. Nicole went.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize. Yeah, and then, she's such a funny middle child, dude, because she's got both things where she's like, wow, look at my mom just ignoring me. Like, she'll just say that.
Yeah.
And then the next thing, Jasmine will come over and say something. And Delilah looked her in the face and goes, stop being obsessive.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Jasmine's like, I'm over it. Don't worry. And then walks right away. It was the
best. This morning, you know, we were like recapping the day, like, you know, finally having like a little coffee or whatever. And then Jazz goes, did everyone have fun at daddy's party? And I jumped in first and said, yeah. I said, I really had fun and I appreciate everyone coming. And Delilah goes, of course you had fun. It's always about you. And I was like,
yeah.
You know what's crazy, dude? You know what's nuts? And I have to nip this in the butt now is my daughter's only 8 years old and already she gets mad if someone comes up to me and wants to take a picture. Mm-hmm. She gets mad that it's like, she's like, it's always like about you. Like, she's already kind of having a complex where she's like, why do people care about you and not me? I was like, because I've made a decision.
Oh, it's that.
I swear to God. I said, because I've made a decision to not put you out there and not make you like a stage kid. I don't want anyone to even know about you. I just talk about you in like a fun way.
I thought it was a very like, I thought she was like, you're taking time away from daddy-daughter time. It's
no,
why aren't I the...
Why am I not? She's saying about herself. Why am I not also being approached?
I love that.
Why am I also not being approached by middle-aged men? By middle-aged fat white men that say, dude, they love my pod and they wish I still did one on history. Why? Why? Delilah wants to know why.
I was with Crew in the bagel shop the other day and some guy yelled Chrissy Chaos at
good.
Me and Crew immediately goes, what did he say? And I was like, it's a pod. I tried to explain it to him. He's whatever. And before I could, the guy was here and he was like, oh, love the pod, blah, blah, blah. And like Crew doesn't have any social awareness to what's going on. And he's just like, who is this dude? Who is this guy? Why is he talking to us?
Yeah.
Let's go. And we just went. And we just
left.
I was like, all right, we got to turn and bounce.
Dude, by the way, these types of pants that are too short like this, that are like just kind of, you know, fucking like
cropped
out, I know are really annoying and I would hate looking at me too, but there's nothing I can do, that they're just too short.
Look at Vito sneaking into the shot.
Dude, Vito, I love that Vito and John came to the party yesterday and they bought me a beautiful gift. They bought me because of my clothes are in my special that you guys will see hopefully soon is about Doc Gooden, a story about Doc Gooden, who's right here, Dwight Gooden. There he is. And they bought me a beautiful signed baseball and I left it at the restaurant. So I'm revealing that to them live here on the show. I left it and I called the restaurant and no one's seen it. No. In addition to the book, one of my best friends and openers, James Mattern, gave me that he got me a signed copy of a book called Chaos. And I left that at the restaurant too.
I handed it to Jazz as I left. I said, I noticed this on the table. I said, I think Chris left this. And she said, wow, what a beautiful gift.
Yeah, well, she lost
threw
it too.
In
then.
The gutter.
You're gonna see a homeless guy on Austin Street with that baseball. Dude, I left it.
That's unreal. I did the same. Feeney got me some gift when I did Gramercy Theater, and it was like really thoughtful. And the next day, he's like, did you open it? Did you see? And I was like, not only didn't I open it, but I don't have it.
Yeah, I don't have it
at
all.
Theater.
And let me tell you something. It was a beautiful thing, and I was really, actually really happy to see like friends and family there. I don't know why Jasmine had the idea to throw me a surprise party for finishing a tour. It makes no sense. It was overkill. We just had a surprise party for my birthday. 5, 6 months ago. The only one who gave any truth, because friends sent in videos, the only one who said anything truthful on that video was Joe DeRosa, who said, you have more parties than your kids. You're a fucking loser. I can't believe I'm making yet another video for another dumb surprise party. Get over yourself. It's not about you. And that was the truth.
As soon as he said that, it dawned on me that I've been to at least 3 surprise parties for you.
And it's, oh, and Jasmine, that's what she likes to do.
Yeah.
Is it's Jasmine will throw a surprise party. That's her speed. I told her, she's like, sometimes she's like, you know, she wants to be an artist. She wants to be a spin instructor. I said, you should be a party planner.
Oh, that's a good
she's
idea.
She's great at that.
Yeah.
She knows how to plan parties. And I was like, that's what you should do. And then there was at one point, a cameo came in from a gay Jesus, gay Jesus character. That Brian Morin, a.k.a. Lancelot, sent in, and it was very funny. And then my mother pulled me into the corner because she's wildly religious and told me I need to apologize to the group for being sacrilegious and showing that video. She said, you need to get up on the steps and make an announcement and apologize. And I was like, I'm not doing it. And then I swear to God, my own mother said, well, then you'll be judged in the afterlife. And then she walked away and picked up my daughter.
Well, I was looking back at you looking back at her when that came on.
Because she was furious.
Because your energy shifted drastically. Yeah. And then I looked back and her face was very stern.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was upset. But overall, it really was a great party, and everyone in the room was here. I appreciate it. And if you are a very close friend of mine and you're listening to this podcast and you weren't invited, just know that it wasn't me. It was Jazz. Like, get everyone made videos. Everyone made beautiful videos, friends and family. Guess who she forgot to text to make a video? My dad. My dad had no idea this was happening and no idea about the video. And my mother, because they argue, my mother was delighted this morning to call and remind him that he didn't make the video and she did.
Made up for the whole gay Jesus.
Yep. Yeah. She was like, well, at least I got to fucking win one on your dad. I said, Jazz, why didn't you text my father? And she was like, I knew I was forgetting someone.
Wow. That's a big
one. I was like, Sergio Chacon made it with his dog. Sergio Chacon's own dog made it over my father.
That is unbelievable.
How unbelievable is that?
That's good. I mean, it was a great party, though. It was a good time. The waiter there was hammered.
Hammered.
He was drunk from 7 p.m. or 6 p.m. when we all got there. He was Mr. Seats. He got, before you got there, he was close talking everybody with booze breath and just be like, sit.
Sit. Cocaine, too. You said, you're the one who told me if they talk too close, it's cocaine.
Yeah, super close, little puddle face as well, like Jabberjaw. He also told me to get food, and me and Nicole, and he was like, all right, food is ready. Go.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay. And so we walked up the steps. I shoved Nicole to do it because I'm a coward. And they turn us away. They're like, the food has never been ready yet. Like, what are you two idiots doing?
Yeah.
And we were like humiliated.
Yeah.
Humiliated. Like, people at the party were like, look at these two losers trying to eat. The food's not ready.
Look at these two grubber fucks. Dude, that guy was hammered. I could tell he gave me coquito at the end. They came out with nice Spanish coquito.
Yeah.
And the
smelled
pernil,
great.
I'll
tell you what, I came close to just saying fuck it to 5 years and slamming a coquito.
Dude, they were so good. And that fucking sangria. I'm telling you, if you're in the Queen, even if you live in the city or whatever, it's right by the Long Island Railroad in Forest Hills, Dirty Pierre's. The food, and I'm telling you, the food that they had last night was catered food. It was their food. It was amazing. But they have these sandwiches that are banging, and that's all I wanted yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're going to Dirty Pears. I can get, it's called the Chicken Cali sandwich. And then they were like, oh, it's just a catering menu. And I just looked at Jasmine. I was like, you're ruining my day. I wanted something else.
Dude, I was trying to find a meat empanada and was failing in spectacular fashion. I one bit like 6 cheese empanadas ones. And scalding hot grease would hit the back of my esophagus every time. It was like a fucking hearty gusher.
Yeah. Yeah.
it was disgusting. Yeah.
Dude, but it was
delicious, but wasn't
did expecting. You guys go out or do anything after Baby Teeth or John the Father?
No. We both went to our separate homes.
And your wife was there. I've seen her twice now in 3 days. She came to my special taping at Tarrytown. Also, you guys were there. I appreciate it. Finally feel good to have that.
It was awesome.
Done and over with. And then even today. See, today, it's so funny when you're in a crabby mood. Like the only thing that the most important thing for me leading, you know, in the next few months is this comedy special. So Emilio, my manager, the Italian woman, calls me and he goes, hey, you're going to be close to their studio where my manager is. He goes, we need you to listen to the audio just for 10, 20 minutes of your Hulu special because we want you to tell us which audio you like better because we're sending it to Hulu. And I was like, I don't have the time. I can't do it today. And Emilio was like, it's really important. You just come in and do it. I was like, I don't care. You guys pick it. And they were like, it's your special. It's vital that you listen to the audio. I was like, I'm not doing it. and then Jasmine heard me just being a little bitch.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, you need to just stop, be a man and just fucking do it. So I called back and I said, I'll be there.
Was that today?
Yeah, I have to go after this. I have to go listen to the audio, but we'll all go do it together. And now I have to fucking apologize to Emilio.
You want one more video?
What?
Hey, Chris, how you doing? This is Harrison Bader. I want to congratulate you on your new tour. A lot of people come up to me and say that we look alike, but I certainly don't see it. So you let me know.
I'll never talk to you ever in my life, so I'll never let you know.
Dude, was that the sexiest shirt of all time?
Dude, I love it with
perfectly
his chains.
Ripped.
We do. I wish I looked like him.
Unreal.
Look at how jacked he is, dude. His biceps are fucking pumping.
You could though, if you actually did like a hearty cycle of testosterone, you could just be right there.
Should I? That's the question I want. And thank you, Miss. Thank you, Harrison. I appreciate it.
Sorry for bringing up testosterone.
Thank you, dude. Thank you. You'll hear my booze from the seats. No, I appreciate it, Harrison. Thank you. I, you are a very handsome man. You're beefy. You're juicy. And I want to be in your arms that are not on testosterone. But
no.
I was wondering if for the pod, if Mike and I should do a cycle of juice.
Yeah.
Should we do it and track the results and like make it a thing that I'm being dead serious.
I'm also so similarly.
Or at least testosterone.
Have you seen the documentary Icarus?
Yes.
It's so good because it starts as one thing where he's just trying to do the doping schedule of Lance Armstrong using the most, like, the high-level scientist stumbles upon, like, all Russian conspiracy crazy shit. But that more or less is this. And we were saying that on Always Sunny, Mac got fat. Mac then gets into really good shape. Christian Bale changes his body for his art all the time. Nobody has done that for podcasts yet that we're aware of.
Right.
So
why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? I'm going to see if I can get us tests.
HGH sponsors out there?
There are. And also Rogan's got a team of doctors that if we could, they're like podcast, like in a podcast, like they're podcast doctors.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just speak to them. Do I have a moose knuckle right now? Because I could feel my nuts on these pants.
You're not allowed to ask us that.
What's a moose knuckle is a camel toe for guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Camel tail, I thought it was called.
Camel tail? That's funny.
You've never heard it before?
I've never heard camel tail.
Oh.
Oh, this is starting to hit me a little bit.
Yeah.
It hits me very quick when it does hit me. Yeah, dude. Did you work out today?
I did. Because we didn't do the morning. So I felt obligated.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I feel like I've had such a day. That's why I took a fair amount. But I went, dropped my son off, worked out, finished my taxes, took an edible, came here.
And then you got here an hour early. We were an hour late. So what did you do on the time when you were waiting for us?
I ate a way too big Mexican bowl downstairs.
Was it good though?
It was good, but it was too much.
Right. Yeah. And now you don't. And now
I feel really uncomfortable.
And you have a spot tonight.
I have three spots.
At the Comedy Cellar?
Two at the Cellar, one at New York Comedy Club.
Mm.
Yeah.
So because here's the thing. And we won't talk too much about comedy. I know you guys don't like that. And we won't talk too much about comedy. But real quickly you're in a phase that I was in that I'm actually happy to be out of right now, where I was in work mode for like 8 weeks. Like every second of my day was consumed with spots. Get the special. Mike is filming his special Saturday, April 6th, which I will be. Mike and I will both be at Stanford New York Comedy Club in Stamford.
Yeah.
Friday, April 5th, Saturday, April 6th. Saturday, April 6th is Mike Cannon special taping. So anyone who missed me in Tarrytown, we're going. That's where we're going. I'm going to be doing about 20 minutes, and then it's Big Mike, and then I will come out at some point if I do feel he's crushing too hard. I will come out at some point and sabotage it. So you're going to want to see that, and that'll be the special. So
I think we're going to do something together at the end.
At the end, we're going to do something together. So get your ass in there. I believe Friday is close to sold out, and so is Saturday. Saturday is very close to sold out, but go get those tickets. They're on my website, christycomedy.com. They're on mikecannoncomedy.com. New York Comedy Club of Stamford, Mike Cannon special taping, Saturday, April 6th, and then Friday, April 5th.
Chrissy Producer.
Chrissy Producers. That's what I am.
That's okay. Why the shades are back on.
Yes. I am the new Puff Daddy. So I'm going to fuck. Look, this. What did this just. Oh.
That was something from like my asshole. I don't know where that came from, dude. That like wasn't even a laugh. I don't know what happened to my body right there.
Dude. And then, so by the way, real quick, I was trying to think of this the other day. Like if a dirty Sanchez is you, what is it? Like you, when you fart on a girl?
No, I think you finger the butt and then you smear it.
So then what's a dirty Pierre? Would a dirty Pierre be maybe like,
oh, that's in the vagina.
In the pussy. Yeah, trail. Like in the pussy. And yeah, dude, or maybe in period, like you get some.
Oh, no. Oh, war paint.
What is a dirty Pierre? It does not.
No, that's not.
A dirty Sanchez is performed when a male fingers a female's ass and wipes the remnants?
Remnants on the female's upper lip.
On the female's upper lip. So then that's a dirty Sanchez because it's Sanchez.
Right.
So what a Pierre, what is it when you think of Pierre?
Maybe you curl it?
Oh, the thin one.
Maybe a pencil thin.
Oh, little.
Oh, pencil thin one.
So with your pinky?
Yes. Maybe it's this one. A dirty Sanchez is when you use your index finger. A dirty Pierre is when you use your pinky.
There's a few different definitions for a dirty Pierre.
Oh, the dirty Pierre is also a sex move?
I mean, everything's a sex move on Urban Dictionary.
So the official definition of a dirty Pierre is when a guy is screwing someone, the ass. Wait,
did you forget how to read?
I can't see it. When a guy is screwing someone in the ass, and right before he comes, rips out some of his partner's pubic hair, holds it up to his upper lip, and screams, "Ah ha ha!" That's a dirty Pierre. Go check him out. Go check him out in Queens. Right in the Forest Hills train station and fucking order food and then do that. Rip out your partner's pubes and go, ha ha ha.
Yeah. I wonder if that one's been done. You know, some of them have some practicality to them, but I don't know if that one you could pull it off.
Here's another version of a dirty Pierre. When you wear a red beret and have sex with your mother, then you eat a croissant. Then you eat a croissant.
No, I've done that. While eating a croissant.
Yo, we should have people.
I love dirty Pierres, man.
Great.
We should have people flood Urban Dictionary, dirty Pierre.
Yes.
With our own definitions.
With our own definitions and just write Chrissy. Use Chrissy Chaos in the sentence.
Yes, and then go to the restaurant Dirty Pierre's, take a picture. Go to the restaurant Dirty Pierre's at when you get your bill on the back of the check, write a version of a Dirty Pierre and send a picture and send. Take a picture and send it to me. I want people in Dirty Pierre's giving them, and then maybe the owner of Dirty Pierre's can put up all the different definitions.
That's not bad.
It's not a bad idea, dude. I'd walk right in if they said Dirty Pierre's and said, when you put on a beret and have sex with your mother, then eat a croissant.
Tear out somebody's pubes, hold it to your lips and say,
So what I was saying was I was in this phase of like everything is about stand up. You're doing spots. You're treating your body like a temple, blah, blah, blah. Mike is in that phase leading up to these. So I get it, dude. That's why, like, you went to the gym today.
Yeah.
You didn't eat. Let me ask you this. If you would have done your special, if your special was done, it was out of you, you think you would have had a sip of Coquito last night? For real?
No, I wouldn't have.
Still no?
I would have probably taken more milligrams.
Right.
If I was done, yeah.
So you don't think you'll ever drink again? You think you will be sober for the rest of your life?
No, I don't think that. I mean, I don't know. I just don't. I'm honestly, and this is, I guess, I'm not part of the program or anything like that. I used to go to AA with my father when I was four, but I haven't since I've quit drinking. But I just like, I'm focusing on what I feel like doing right now, and I just genuinely don't want to drink.
Right.
I don't know why. I mean, I do know why. It's because I know what I'm like when I drink how I like drinking.
Right.
And I love drinking, so I can't do it.
Right. So you're like, I'm happier being the guy who's not doing it than being the guy who's doing it.
Yeah, I have mental issues when I'm not drinking.
Right.
The absolute despair, sadness, and darkness and post-drinking anxiety mixed with suicidal ideation, I don't mix it or
right.
miss it.
You miss know? It, right.
No, not at all. I'd much rather doubt myself a little bit on an edible and then have fun for 4 hours.
Right. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
All right. Big news today. You'll hear about it in a couple of this episode comes out in a couple of days, but it came out today. Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. When I went to Puerto Rico 2 weeks ago, I had to sign an NDA because they told me that he was fighting Mike Tyson, and I literally couldn't tell anyone, they told me, like, this will be a follow-through lawsuit if you tell anyone and we find out it was you. So I didn't tell anyone, but I knew that he was fighting him in Dallas. And actually, you know what? I want to call him. I'm going to call Jake right now and just let him, I want to say, like, hey, dude, I didn't tell anyone.
It's pretty good, man. That's a big secret.
It's a huge secret.
That's how I felt holding a surprise party in for the last few weeks.
Did you know? Was it that long?
Yeah.
I knew in spring training.
Hello?
At the tone, please.
Wow, he hung up on me. When you finish recording. Did you? Well, Jake hung up.
Did he pick up?
He picked up?
I thought he picked up and then he hung up.
I thought he fuck you buttoned you.
You gonna try again?
Damn.
Why don't you just try to FaceTime him without even a heads up?
That's the move.
I can't.
Go FaceTime, no glove.
I feel like he hung up on me.
No, I don't think he hung up on you. I think you should try to FaceTime him. And then if he doesn't pick up, go, oh, I'm sorry, wrong number.
I think you're right to not call him again.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I don't want to call him again. He's only 27. These are how these kids get fucking emotional, and then he kills himself.
Dude, you don't want him to get the ick. These kids get the ick.
They get the ick.
We have a coworker. She told us that she got the ick recently, and it's the funniest fucking ick I've ever heard.
What's the ick?
The ick was that the guy she went on a date with made too good of a picnic, and it weirded her out.
I could see that, though. If you set up like a really, truly darling picnic, you may be a closeted homosexual.
Yeah, dude. How about, speaking of picnics, 2 days ago, again, the day of my special taping, my first taping was at 5 p.m., in Tarrytown, okay? It takes about an hour and a half for me to get there. They told me they wanted me up there about 3. There was a car picking me up at 1:30. At 11 a.m., Jazz is like, I want to have a picnic with you and all the kids. I said, I don't have the time. I have to get ready to go in 2 hours. She goes, let's go. So she gets a bag together, a picnic basket of stuff. We go to the park, right? It takes an hour to find the perfect spot. We finally find the absolute perfect spot. She puts it all down, gets all the shoes on. She had made me stop at a deli and get bagels and coffees. As soon as, we're doing, I set the coffees down. Violet comes, kicks both coffees all over the carpet. We wrap it all back up, go back home. I got into that car, frustrated, scrambling, running around, all the kids yelling, hungry, didn't have my coffee. And I was like, I hope you're happy out this picnic.
Yeah. Yep. That is a classic wife of a comedian move.
Yeah.
I have never once had a big show and not had a relationship defining argument that morning.
Yeah. What I will say though, in Jasmine's defense, and I do appreciate this, is I was being an even whinier bitch that day than I am today. And there was one part where we're walking. I was like, we need to find the spot and sit down. I'm hungry. I said that. And then she, instead of, what the old us would have been, she would have yelled at me. It would have been worse. She would have stormed off. She would have gotten on the bus with the kids and I would have been anxious and it would have fucked my whole day up. She just stopped. She grabbed my face. She goes, you're going to kill at the special. You're going to kill.
That's,
okay.
That's a great woman right there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Look at that.
So I appreciate
Jasmine her flowers right there.
You. I appreciate that. And then 72 hours later, you ruined it with the surprise party. No, I love the surprise party. Thank you so much. I literally,
When I love watching you self-correct, dude. Yeah. It's so fun to watch you drive into a corner and then just reverse and go right back.
Yeah, because I kind of realized, I realized viscerally that I went to the I hated the surprise party bit one too many times, and now it's starting to become unlikable, and she's going to be upset. So let me back it up and make this thing right before I get into even more trouble. But let's be honest, how much more trouble could I even be in? We've been together 10 years, and we're not married.
Yo.
Is that Jake?
No, Scott Lonker.
Oh, I got so excited.
Nah, Scott, he's Jimmy Kimmel's
I know Scotty.
Producer guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's the head of his company. He's the head of Jimmy's company, Scotty Lonks. But I wonder if we should pick it up now on the I don't know if he's going to like being on the pod.
I don't think
Scott's not. Scott's a no, he's
not
an industry,
a public facing
person. Yeah, Scott's not that guy. But Scott is a great guy, and he asked me. He texted me today. He said, "I bet you can't guess my waist size." And I said, "Yes, I can. 32-30." And he wrote back, "You little bitch!"
Wow.
Yes, great guess. I fucking nailed it, dude. I know everybody.
What's mine?
You are a 36-32.
I was,
but now you're a 34-32.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. John. 34-30.
Yeah, you got it.
Yep, Vito. Vito. 38-32.
I don't know the length, but 38, yeah.
Nice.
But you can get into 36 now. You just haven't tried.
No, I used to be able to get into 36. Now 38's my.
That's great.
Oh, so you went up? Wait, so how much lighter were you when you were at your best? Because you look like
your best.
Because you still look like skinny mini Vito.
It's because you knew me when I was so fucking gigantic. So
yeah,
that's the thing. Like you forget I was like 120 pounds bigger than I am right now.
Right.
I can't even picture it.
You don't remember Fat Vito?
No, I remember. I definitely knew you, but like yeah. Just looking at you right now, I can't picture you.
Well, Mike could not remember who was Vito and who was Chris Stanley on Bennington.
Yeah.
Right. Because of big boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about you too, is you've lost so much weight and it hasn't been a crash diet or a drug. You could actually. It would be harder for you to go back there to that weight than not going back. You know what I mean?
No, dude, I did it twice in my life.
No. But I don't think that he could ever gain 120 pounds.
Dude,
again.
I lost 150 pounds my freshman year of college, and then I gained it all back. Like I met you.
All right, gain the weight for the show.
If we're on roids, you got to do that too.
I would love to get on tests. Can I tell you something about the surprise party?
Yes,
I sent my video in. Didn't speak to anybody about the video because I was so afraid of like spoiling any sort of surprise that I didn't text anybody. Didn't say what's your video going to be like. And as I watched all the videos, I realized I was the only one that didn't make a single joke in my video.
It was sentimental
sincere,
and
from
gay.
The heart. From the heart.
Dude, dude, the whole time I was looking at John like, I need one person to be sentimental.
I mean, I got to be honest, I really appreciated that video. I mean, it was 19 minutes long. That was way too long. That was way too long. Steve is the editor of that. Steve Ciccone Riceroni, yeah. Who is the producer of Hey Babe and Taste Buds. Why did you make that video 19 mm-hmm. minutes long? And why did you edit 12 clips of James Bring Me Up in different theaters? We got it the first fucking time. We got to show that video on the Patreon. Should I get Steve to send that video?
The
we got to put
video.
That
yeah.
Patreon.com/ChristyComedy. We're going to show you. You have Steve's info, right?
Yeah.
Get that video from Steve. We're going to throw that up on the Patreon. The fans, the real canonized Christians, the Puerto Ricans, they need to see that.
Yeah, and you'll see how much lotion I should have put on my face.
Yes.
What if I text him right now? Dry and old?
Yeah.
Ooh, it was rough.
Yes.
What if I text him right now and we live watch it on the Patreon?
We could do that. Get him. Yeah. Yeah. See what he's up to. He's probably he's probably tuning up guitars at Guitar Center.
Well, you were about to say something else about the videos.
Oh, my daughter's godfather, Lukasz the doctor, gave a great video. Didn't make the cut. My boy Chris the Worm made a great video with one of the instructors who's gay from his spin studio, popped up behind him butt naked. It was hilarious. Didn't make the cut. Debo's video didn't make the cut. Multiple people in there that must have been hard for some of the people who sent in videos and then they didn't make the cut. I got some texts this morning like, what was wrong with my video? And then so Jasmine was like, I don't know, it's up to Steve. So we got to get Steve. We should get Steve. Should I call Steve right now
yeah,
and find out what the fuck was going on?
What
with
was
that?
The selection process?
Yeah.
Was there all right, a committee?
I'll tell you another. I sent in a video on behalf of somebody.
Who?
Josh.
And his didn't get in either?
No, and he's worth a lot.
Josh Cohen wasn't even invited to the party. Oh my God, dude. I hope Jazz never gets into a Mets game again. Josh, if you're listening, and I know that you are, do not let Jasmine into the stadium. She did invite you to the party.
Yo.
Stevie Ciccone, Rice Aroni, you're live on Chrissy Chaos.
Oh, what's going on?
What's up, bud? I said, do you have time right now? Or are you tuning up guitars at Guitar Center?
I'm tuning some bass drums.
Dude, Steve fucking is the ultimate drummer of all time. He knows more about drums than, you know, Aerosmith. Is he a known drummer? Steve,
I gotta be the famous drumming band. Yeah.
Steve, I'm on 12 milligrams right now, dude. Let me tell you something. First of all, thanks for not showing up to my surprise party last night. Where the fuck were you? Where were you?
I was editing Hey Babe.
Oh, thanks. watch Hey Babe be late today. What was I going to say? Is today Wednesday or Thursday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, shit. Hey Babe came out today.
Yeah. The selection
process.
Is it doing good?
I guess so. I don't know, fantastic by my standards. I don't
true.
Know
different levels of... All right. Steve, I need to ask you...
Steve melting down while trying to protect his job. You know, we all have different standards. So I think it's good. We're still new.
Stevie.
How many milligrams is Mike on?
Mike's on 400 milligrams. Steve, so let me ask. We love that video. I have two questions. One, why was it 19 minutes long? Two, what was your selection process? Because there's some people that texted me and are pissed their videos didn't make it, but Sergio and his dog did. So talk to us.
A lot of memories. It could have easily been a couple of hours. It could have been like a Zack Snyder cut.
Jesus.
Because there's so many good times on tour.
Right.
And the video selection, that's going to be Tommy Wheels because he sent out the emails and he sent me a couple of videos yesterday, like while he was at the party.
Wow.
So it's like, how the fuck can, yeah, you can't, the video was done already.
Yeah. So I'm going to do another version with there's two videos he sent me after the fact.
So great. So now I can't wait to have another fucking surprise party that I have to pay for just so I can see these two edited fucking videos or whatever these shits are. All right.
Would you just read a text message?
No. We should bleep out what I just said. The R word.
What's up, everybody? I got dates on the road. I'm filming a special. Some of these are leading up to that. March 21st through the 23rd, I'm in Uncasville, Connecticut at Comics Roadhouse in the Mohegan Sun Casino. Come out to that. April 6th, that's the big one. Filming my special presented by Mr. Christopher DeStefano. He will be on the show as well. Stamford, Connecticut, two shows, actually. Tickets are at my website or Chris's. And then I'm going to be in Emmaus, Pennsylvania, Poughkeepsie, New York, Batavia, Illinois, and Seattle. More coming in all at MikeCannonComedy.com. What's up, everybody? Our show, this show, Chrissy Chaos, is brought to you by KiwiCo. I love KiwiCo. They deliver seriously fun learning for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. You know us, we're dads, and we are running out of ideas. Every day, it gets more and more barren, so KiwiCo does all the work for us. They have pre-curated boxes that come straight to your house and give you fun activities to do with your kids that help them grow intellectually, educationally, and just for funsies. With 9 monthly programs to choose from, KiwiCo is something for kids of all ages, ranging from infants and preschoolers to teens and beyond. So it's unreal, guys. Discover real science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Concepts that every experience... Hold on. Discover real science, technology, engineering, art, and math concepts through fun hands-on projects delivered to your door every month. I just lost the entire rhythm of how humans are supposed to speak. Dude, that was crazy. My brain completely shut off, and thank you, Vito, for erasing it from the
history books. Crates come with everything needed for kids to build, including materials and instructions. You'll be surprised at how high quality all the materials are, too. They are awesome. I mean, they've shipped them to my house. My son and I have just spent rainy days. Those are the most difficult. You have nothing to do. You don't want to put them in front of a screen all day. I know I don't, at least. So we're trying to build stuff. I'm a dope with a lot of things, but KiwiCo has such clear instructions and actually made it accessible for both of us. So guys, they are redefining learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code CHAOS. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code CHAOS. Thank you, KiwiCo. Folks, this episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. I love Rocket Money. They have absolutely helped me save a bunch of money. I'm a dope. I'm constantly signing up for new apps, apps that are going to change my career, that are going to do the work for me, work harder, not smarter, or smarter, not harder, whatever it may be. And I just never don't unsubscribe. So I'm just paying out the waz for these things over months and months. And actually, Rocket Money has helped me eliminate those entirely. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? 75%. Folks, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. Like I said, you got these dormant costs. You don't need them. Eliminate them with Rocket Money. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Why not do it? We all need that additional money. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/chaos. That's rocketmoney.com/chaos. rocketmoney.com/chaos.
Stevie. All right, Steve. You missed a hell of a party that I didn't ask for.
You said you were going to stop saying that you didn't like the party.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I love that party. I'm grateful. Steve, the thing is, I don't understand is why, like, what? Who throws a party for the end of their tour? Wasn't that kind of lame? He wasn't there.
I mean, hey, it's definitely something to celebrate for sure. Maybe it probably didn't need to be a surprise.
Steve, you're a fucking politician, no, see, dude.
That's
you
what I like about Steve. He gives a hard truth. He goes, it probably didn't need to be a surprise.
Yeah.
Yep. You're 100% right.
Just a nice little get together.
Getting up to 40, you never know what the old ticker's going to do.
Exactly. You never know what the old ticker's going to do. And it's also not the end of the tour. I still have more shows on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to Dubai in the UK. I thought it was going to be something for shooting the special. But even that doesn't need to be a surprise.
You got too many good things going on. I think you need to slow down a bit.
I got to slow down. But my point, let me just ask you this and I'll let you go. You would be mad at Jasmine this morning too, right?
I mean, why are you mad?
Because I didn't want to be surprised. I just wanted to eat my favorite chicken sandwich and not talk to anybody. And I had to make small talk yesterday and then I forgot people's presents.
Jeez. All right, well, then that might be grounds for some frustrations.
Would you hit her, though?
Whoa.
That's... Oh. Stevie!
This episode is behind a paywall, right?
No, this is for free, baby.
This is the YouTube.
But we're going to put up the unedited Steve version of your fucking surprise video at patreon.com/ChristyComedy where Steve, at the end of it, says a racial slur.
I need Steve to send it to me.
That out.
Huh?
I need Steve to send me the video.
I thought I edited that out.
Oh, you thought you edited that out? Steve's, Vito, Steve, hold on.
Yes.
Vito, Baby Teeth, has said that you need to send him the video because we're going to post it.
Okay, yeah.
All right,
dude.
You
made it sound like I said that aggressively, and I didn't.
He demands it.
Steve. All right, baby. Where am I going to see you again?
I think we're doing Hey Babe recording next week, right?
100%, dude. Steve's also my tour manager. Steve's my tour manager because Tommy fucking quit. Tommy Wheels quit, so Steve's in. I said, I said, you know what, Tommy, you can't quit. You're fired, because I want my tour manager to also have to check his drum kit at the airline. You're a good man, Steven.
Likewise, sir. Thanks for having me on.
All right, my friend. I'll see you later, dude.
I'll talk to you later.
Love you, buddy.
All right.
Love you, babe. Bye. Steve Ciccone, Rice-A-Roni.
How long was that phone call?
Tell you right now. 5 minutes. Was that too short?
No, it was just like there were parts of it where I looked over and it looked like you forgot you were on a podcast.
Absolutely forgot it. The fourth Stevie. Keep the ball in the air.
Well, I want people to have insight into what my life is like, and that's how I talk to my friends.
Yeah.
So Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, who's going to win? Who do we got?
I mean, I would love if this was real. You know what I mean? I hope it is.
Did you see Mike Tyson hit in the mitts like recently?
He looks unreal.
He looks unfucking believable.
Like the way he moves too, it's almost like he can't stop because he torques so fast. Like his body just curls.
But Jake, I'd argue Jake.
Oh, this is the one where his meat is also banging his thighs like a pendulum.
Dude, that's the scariest part of Mike. He's wearing Jasmine shorts and he'll beat the shit out of me. Look at this. Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. Look at his fucking. Look at his. I also love how much I've seen this. I notice that video
dude,
immediately.
If he unloads on that left hook, like.
With his dick or with his. Yeah,
I know. That down the center uppercut potential.
Dude, you're going to get really hurt if you get hit with that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine 25-year-old Mike Tyson?
No, it's a nightmare. First of all, it's not even 25. 25-year-old is another thing. But then also think about 15-year-old, where he didn't really even have full control over his emotions yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's videos of him sparring and also shadow boxing when he's 15 and up in the Catskills with Cuss. And he looks like an animal, like a true animal, because he's moving with such ferocity and speed where you're like, how doesn't somebody drop dead at this?
Right.
Like once he makes impact.
Well, I heard when he would like be training with like that up there, like when before he got his mental health like somewhat in check, he would be like shadow boxing, like hitting the speed bar, doing drills, hysterical crying, screaming at the top of his lungs, nailing every combo. Could you imagine what a fucking lunatic if you were hysterical crying, nailing it?
Yeah.
Like fully, and he said screaming at the top of his lungs at someone that wasn't there.
God damn, man. I mean,
He's tortured, right?
I feel for him. Yeah, he's truly haunted by the devil himself.
Look at this guy.
He's like 8 years old, roaming Brownsville, robbing grown men.
Yeah.
Have you seen the documentary?
Yeah.
I have not, no.
Oh, you should watch the documentary. One, it has some fucking gems of Mike Tyson quotes in it as he's just explaining the enemies of his life, like Don King and Robin Givens.
Yeah.
He says, Robin Givens, that wretched swine of a woman. But the story about how like somebody killed his pigeon and he beat them to the brink of death as a child.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, he said that he had split personalities and that one of his personalities was a lion.
Like, I believe it.
Was like an actual African lion.
The thing is, like, when in the same room as him, he can tell you whatever he wants.
Yeah.
There's not a thing you could possibly question.
If Tyson was on this podcast right now, we would all be fearful because you're like, you never know when a guy like that might snap again.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'd all probably be on mushrooms too, though, because I don't know if you've been on like Tyson talk or hit those, but there is inspo quotes from Tyson where he's just like shroomed out of his mind on his own podcast, but dropping the most like precise life wisdom, you know, from a life of more or less tragedy and massive success. It's like only he has seen both the depths and heights.
Right.
And he's like, he is fully together, very wise, and just a sage dude.
It's called Tyson Talk?
No, I said that.
What's the Mike
stupid.
Tyson? I wanna pull dude, up a Mike Tyson quote.
I'll never get over the look of like just let down in your face when that wasn't a real thing that I made that. You're like, Tyson talk? I'm like, no, I made it up. You're like, oh.
I was so excited.
Because who are we? Who are we to think when we die we're going to hell? Listen, everything that we're experiencing has been made up. Time and space. Imagine going somewhere with no time and space. I took the toll. I went somewhere with no time and space, and it was frightening that not knowing anything. My whole life flashed in front of me from the beginning of my life to the end of my life, and now I'm still here. Now what? Everything's gone. Now what? What's the next level? I'm still here waiting. I don't have no body. I don't see my body, but I'm still here. My feelings, fear, and all that shit is still going on.
I mean, that's my similar experience when I took DMT.
What happened when you took DMT again?
I didn't have a body either. Reality completely broke down and dissipated, and I was just in infinity. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't have any kind of anything. And then I don't know what it was, but something kept telling me that it was showing me that things were not linear and the depths and levels of things. So it would like plunge super deep, take me very fast through different like dimensional fields, I guess, and then shoot to the left, right, all over the place. It was really fast and overwhelming.
Did you see anybody from your past or life in those things?
Dude, I had a couple of my life traumas tear in half in front of me, one of which was a giant silhouette of a head, like this big Irish head. And I think it was like 2016. So I was like, is that Steve Bannon? Like, that's what I thought in my DMT trip. And then it rotated and it was my dad. And I'm like looking at my dad and my dad's looking at me, and then his head just tore in half, and it took me to other levels and like tore up all this other shit from my past, different stuff. And like,
how long
wild.
In your existence at that time did you feel like it lasted? How long did you think?
I mean, it was like the first one that I did was 8.5 earth minutes. It felt longer than that, but not too long. It felt like 20 minutes.
Right.
The second one was 16 minutes, which from what I've heard is a pretty long DMT trip. And that felt like it was like maybe a day.
Really?
Yeah. Or maybe a little less than a day, but like a while.
But that was a bad one. You got nervous.
No, it was good. I actually thought I shit myself on the way down, weirdly enough, because it's apparently it gives you like physical sensory sometimes. That's part of the hallucination. And I remember when I took the third hit, because I had less anxiety because I knew what to expect. And I like ripped it. And then I went down and I felt my pants fill up. And I was like, just shit myself.
Where did you do it again?
At my friend Tim's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's like he knew what to do. Like,
he knew what to do, and we also took turns. So we'd babysit each other. Like, you don't do it everybody at the same time, because then it just becomes a fucking madhouse of people existing among the cosmos and nobody can help anybody.
But like, if I would have called you in the middle of that trip, would you have picked up the phone and talked to me?
No. So I go down, think I shit myself. I don't. I go through this entire thing and I pop up out of nowhere. Like, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I look at Tim and he's with his girlfriend and his back is kind of to me. And I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like kind of trying to talk to him, or at least I feel like I am. And he's just kind of looking at me like this. And then I realized I was still hallucinating and I was probably like, that's how like reality was. Yeah. So I wasn't making any sense. And he was just kind of looking at me. And then I laid back down and the whole ceiling became like almost avatar color, electric blue, purple, translucent skin, like snake skin. And it was breathing. And then I looked to the left and it was the divine feminine.
Really?
Yeah. The blue lady was just breastfeeding. And I thought that meant that Nicole was pregnant. This was years prior. But I think it did help me kind of maybe decide I wanted kids. But her and I just made eye contact for like what felt, you know, brief, but was a while. And then, I got shot out and I felt like I could jump over a speeding Ferrari after.
Wait, there's a similar person that people see called the divine feminine.
Yeah. So it's a thing in both spiritual lore. And I think there's also some scientific explanation to it as well. But like in spiritual lore, all of this stuff that I saw is like not original. Like it's all, they're like, yeah, that's kind of what DMT world is. There's a lot of elves you might run into as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's people that do it like pretty frequently. So they know, they've like mapped it out.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
John, comments?
On spirituality?
Yes, because of your baby.
Well, we have an update on the baby and me. But me.
What?
Yeah.
Are you leaving too?
No. No. Me and the lady are no more.
What? No, wow. Mas? No mas?
Wow.
What happened, papi?
When I was in Colorado, I just didn't like text her for A little while, yeah, it was like here and
there. I didn't have service.
I did use that line, and yes. she got super upset with me. She unloaded on me. I got like 4 paragraphs of Google translated angriness.
Oh God.
Yeah, and but I'm okay with it though. I'm fine.
Wait, did you break up with her over speak and spell?
No, it was over text.
Nice, so you broke up with her.
She said adios, John, and I said, yeah, no, I totally understand. So
that was it.
Yeah. She said adios, John.
Yep.
Wow, oh, you did shit on him.
I like it.
That's good.
That's the muy bien.
Yeah. Did she? And so you haven't spoken to her since then.
No, I didn't want to be like a giant dick. So I was like, listen, I understand.
A benga,
like, yeah, exactly.
A giant benga.
Yep. But,
benga.
Yeah, no,
grande.
I was I was MIA for like the last, you know, few weeks. So, you know,
so, but now here's the real question, and just be honest. We are in the Grits of Chaos Patreon.
This is regular.
Well,
this is a real episode.
This is on YouTube. So be honest. Have you masturbated to her, to the thoughts of sexual intercourse with her?
Absolutely not.
No. You have not?
Wow. Not since the breakup. I mean, I don't do it anyways. Like,
but I'm saying you're going to jerk.
You don't masturbate?
No. I masturbate to porn, not my exes. Oh. Yeah.
What?
You never go.
You never go jerk off to an ex sex sesh?
We're younger than you guys.
No, I know that. But I'm just curious.
Actually, no. Probably. Yeah, definitely, actually.
Nice.
But not her.
All right.
Yeah.
John said at patreon.com/ChristyComedy, he will post her nudes. no, that's a crime. That's a crime. Yeah. Just kidding. Revenge porn. That'll be a clip. Do you, do you miss her?
Not really. Like, I
miss her.
Yeah. No, I mean, I kind of like, I set this one off.
Got
so.
Me so
much. Yeah. So you don't miss her?
This is kind of what I was hoping for. Like,
yeah.
when I first went away on the trip, I was deading her a little bit on purpose. And then she like sent me, she sent me like a long ass text and was like, I have to tell you something. I don't want to talk. And I was like, oh man, like, I really hope she's breaking up with me. And then she told me her dad has a hernia. And I was like, oh, okay. So...
stupid thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's a big deal. Like if you're trying to fucking gaslight your boyfriend to stay with you, don't say he has like an everyday, same day procedure.
I don't even know what a hernia is. Is that like your butt or something?
A hernia? Yeah. Well, no, it does suck.
That's hemorrhoids.
Yeah,
okay,
whatever.
No, it's a hole in your stomach lining and your intestine is poking through. It definitely sucks, but who gives
it's
a
like,
fuck?
Yeah, dude, like that's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Not life or death.
No, you should have said something like, you know, my dad has stage 5 cancer.
Yeah,
not even a stage.
Mm-mm.
I sometimes mix up the stages of cancer and the Tour de France. You ever do that?
No.
So John, is your next
do you wear a yellow jersey when you have stage 5?
Yes. do you feel that your next girlfriend, will it be a requirement that English is her first language?
Not first language, but definitely has to speak
she
a
has
little
to
bit
speak
English.
Fluent
yeah,
English.
Yeah, nice. I mean, I'm not even kidding. That was like part of the reason why I didn't want to be with her anymore. Because sure. like
you like learn the language, you stupid asshole. It's not that hard.
Yeah, but like she was so emotional. Like I couldn't connect with her like on that. Like I can't fall in love with you if you don't speak English. Like,
yeah,
that's,
right.
That was
yeah.
the thing.
You're missing yeah. integral parts of each other's personality.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though.
Every time she would call me, that was my girlfriend, every time she called me and she just started talking another language, I would just keep pressing 1 on my phone. 1 for English!
Because I'm interested in the way you operate, because no part of you felt anxiety during that period, like just ghosting, you know, her texting, I have something important to tell you. Like none of that.
A little bit.
I can't do that.
With past girlfriends, for sure. With her, like, nah, I was just ready for it to be over. Sure.
Yeah, like I have something to tell you and I can't. That is the most nerve-induced. Like if you want to scare the shit out of your partner,
yeah.
you just text them, I have something to tell you, and then don't tell them in the first text and the anxiety will go through the roof.
It's an instant day ruiner.
Yep.
Immediately. If you don't follow that up with, it's not bad. Yeah. Like it's an instant, yeah. that's a fucking hole in my day.
You know what's a good relationship? You know who's, unfortunately, the only time I ever am like sure I want to be with that person is when they break up with me, because they divulge the way you break up with someone. If you like have, like, say they've cheated on you or you saw, heard about something, the person that starts with it, why don't you tell me what you did on Tuesday, or why don't you talk to me about that, is the most, I want to be with the person who says, I know what you did. I've thought about it. It's over. I'm not forgiving you. Good luck with your life.
Yeah.
That's what I like, is cut to the, because anybody who's like makes you guess it is a little, just a piece of shit.
Well, yeah,
I mean, hate that aspect of a person.
It's a weird game to play, because you're more or less like playing with your food. Like, right. What's the point? You are going to kill the person eventually, so just kill them immediately.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just instantly end it. Just be like, hey, man, you cheated on me. That's a no-go for me. I do like that kind of just cold, calculated, like adult shit where you're like, hey, so I know you cheated on me. I'm heartbroken. I'm going to take some time to mend. We're finished. Get your shit out.
That's
see you tomorrow.
I love that. That's mature, because that's how I would do it. If you ever crossed me, I would never play a game. I would just say, hey, I fucking know, and I just want to let you know, you now have AIDS. I injected it. I gave it to you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would love to think that I would do that, but man, I'd probably be Lisa Left Eye Lopez and just really cause
do you ever a scene. Think, do you guys ever think, and your guys are a little younger, because you maybe not as experienced as Mike and I, but do you ever think when you go and get STDs, can you, like, are you fathomed and floored that you don't have herpes?
Yeah.
Like, I've never even had it in my blood. Like, I don't have one
or two.
Well,
if you did, then it would be.
No, because a lot of times what happens is people don't have active signs of herpes, but they'll test for herpes one.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is like the cold sore.
Do you get blisties?
No, I don't have either one, and I am floored.
I actually am surprised about that as well. I mean, you more than me, but like I, especially lips, like I make sure that I'm not smoking with like people that show any signs of wear and tear. Even if you have chapped lips, it's not coming. We're not sharing.
Yeah.
It's not happening. COVID did such a service for the weed smoking thing, or at least that I'm taking advantage of, where I'm like, I'm doming blunts.
Yep.
Like, I'm not passing this to anybody. I am Wheezy F baby from now on.
You know what I feel like I used to see before COVID, you don't see anymore? People used to have like magazines in their bathroom.
Right.
And if I went to somebody's bathroom and I saw a bunch of magazines post COVID, I would be fucking disgusted.
Yeah.
I've never once considered that. Why?
What do you mean why?
Like poo particles on the.
I mean, where's the magazine? Like, what are you doing? Right, you're literally shitting.
Oh, yeah, looking at it?
Well, I think because you don't. I don't think it's COVID. I think because people just bring their shit filled phones and
true.
The
no, but I think COVID, we started realizing, like, we started being more germ conscious.
Yeah.
Dude, right.
I got Nicole so pissed like 3 days in a row, and she asked me each time not to. The charger's next to the bed. I would just charge my phone and then put my phone on her pillow. Just with every bacteria, disgusting germ on it from my travels.
I had a conversation with a few guys like a week or two ago where it was like, it's pretty fucking gross that we just hand each other our phones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because like, you know what you do with your phone.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Was it you that I was? Yeah. You were
Yeah.
We were just like, yo, like our phones are disgusting. Like if you put a black light over that phone, like I don't know if there would be more shit or cum. Like,
Dude, sometimes I just shit directly onto my phone screen. You guys ever do that? I just fully shit all over my phone and then I wash it off in the sink. All right, let's go to the next segment.
Yeah.
What is
Vito's face?
What is the next segment? Host, do you want to do voicemail? Do you want to do Mike's baby names?
Pull up the fucking thing you had on.
The what?
Oh. Dude who got vaccinated 200 times. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about I got vaccinated 200 fucking times.
He must have just been so sick all the time.
Why
did he do that?
What a dick. Okay, so what's... All right, so that... No, we'll talk about it at patreon.com/ChristyComedy.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Oh, Matt Rife sucked his way to fame. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, dude, did you see the
video? No, you told us about this last night.
I did. That was me.
He did.
Oh, was it?
Did I?
Yeah, you were like, can you believe this bullshit this guy is claiming that's not true?
I don't remember. Let's play it.
The dark side of Hollywood is finally being exposed. Thanks to one of the true kings of comedy, Cat Williams. You know, before I became wealthy in business, I actually had a successful career.
Said he was a stand-up.
Yeah.
I was on the way up. I was invited to a meeting with some Hollywood executives, along with some now famous comedian, and we were offered the chance for a deal at online stardom.
I love the pauses and the knowing smile.
Was by sucking both of the execs off. I immediately got up and walked to the door. But before I could even exit, the other comedian was sucking both of their simultaneously. That guy's name was Matt Wright. That's Alpha King rule number 799.
Alpha King rule! Is more famous, he gave it rule!
That doesn't mean they're better. They might just be gayer.
They're not better. They just might be gayer. Oh, great.
Dude, the fact that this guy expects us to believe he would ever be in the room with Matt Rife at any point in his career is the most laughable.
Where are these meetings?
But also,
I want to go.
I've gotten to industry parties looking to suck off a lizard.
I'll suck anybody's dick if it gives me more fame.
Immediately.
But timeline doesn't even make sense because he makes it seem like this was years ago. But Matt Rife just really blew, like the level of fame.
Yeah, but it's been in the works for a while. Yeah.
He's been sucking a lot of
Yeah,
for
listen,
a long
it
time.
All has to do with China. China, Matt Rife met in the middle.
Yes.
They figured out we need an American that's yeah. going to push this application to the masses.
I feel like this is going to become a Patreon episode.
This is staying on the tube. Yeah, this guy, I don't.
Did you find any stand-up from him?
No, dude. I looked everywhere. I can't find any stand-up.
So he's a lot right off the bat. It's a lie, which I don't like.
But as I'm watching it, and it got reposted as serious, and all these people are co-opting it.
He's doing a bit.
It feels like a bit. Like the Alpha Rule 799, and then at the end, like, they're not better than you. They might be gay. It's, like, objectively funny.
So
is it a joke? Did he get us?
He might be one of Matt's boys. Like, you might be like a guy who's like, you know what? I'm going to make some like indirect content for you.
It's satire.
Oh, okay.
So he's fucking
around. We got. Damn, good stuff, man.
This is an epic bit. I apologize.
Great bit then, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm sorry. I thought you're actually dope. I like you, man.
That was really funny.
Yeah, it's good for him.
Yeah.
Wait, his name is Satire?
Nope.
No. He's fucking.
That's fucking crazy, dude. Wait, well, how would you spell that? What would first name be? What would last name be?
S-A-H-T.
S-H-A-T. Shut the tire. this fucking guy. Dude, this guy looks like Jasmine's ex-husband, Tristan. This looks like my man, Tristan Rega.
He does, actually. Right? Yeah.
Last night, you want to have him on soon.
Tristan's coming on. Jasmine's. Yeah. Oh, if you were an ex-husband of Jasmine, you're coming on the fucking pod, dude. All my exes.
All right.
And then maybe she can have my ex on so we can pump these numbers up. All right, so that's a bit from Satire, very funny comedian. We stand Matt Rife, obviously, though. We're Rife. I want to be in your rifles. Canon baby names.
We have some submissions.
Last week, what did we say that we were going to do, Mike?
I said if you submit and I end up choosing your baby name, his middle name is going to be your first name.
There you go.
So there you go.
God, I hope your name is Satire.
I mean, that's now in the running.
Dude. Yes. All right, you ready?
His name's... You want to do another angle for
me? Yep. Folks, listen to me. You know I'm coming to Dubai. Okay? 16th or 17th. I don't know what it is in the Middle East. But guess where else I'm coming? I'm just going to add, and hopefully it's out by now, I'm going to add Amsterdam. Amsterdam. I've never been there. And then I'm going to the UK and Ireland for the first from the first couple of weeks of June. I'll be out there. So please come to the shows. ChristyComedy.com for Tiki Wikis. I might be doing edibles like I am right now. Or in the UK, you might call them, hey, edibles.
Edibles.
Edibles. That's what you call them in Amsterdam. You might call them, edibles.
It's the 16th in Dubai.
April 16th in Dubai. And then here's the thing. Here's the dilemma you have in your head, folks. It's Jasmine's birthday. You've been with Jasmine now for close to 10 years. And you can't remember if her birthday is April 16th or April 17th. You're going to have to guess and blame it on the time zone if you're wrong. It's one of those two. Or as the French would say, deux. But I will not be in France, but I will be close. That's my ad date. Please keep the whole thing in. Oh, look, here's satire.
Folks, this episode is brought to you by ShipStation. Shipping is massively important for me. It's massively important for the show. We got to get the merch out to you fine folks. And what better way to do that than by ShipStation? I was talking to Vito the other day and I let him in on a little secret and he said, wow, that's a perfect anecdote to add to the advertisement. I was gifted a sewing machine for Christmas and I'm about to start making one-off clothing that I'm going to sell for a premium to the audience. So I am going to need ShipStation to optimize my shipping experience. Shipping can make or break a sale. As your business grows, ShipStation.com can help optimize how you ship your orders so you can stay competitive while you scale up. Whether you're shipping 100 packages a month or thousands, ShipStation lets you automate routine shipping tasks and easily handle returns. Easily automate shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. Simplify and automate your shipping no matter how big your business grows. The most affordable way to ship everything you sell online. They have industry-leading discounted rates from USPS, UPS, DHL, and Global Post with discounts up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. Folks, unbelievable, right? Optimize and keep up your momentum for growth with ShipStation. Use promo code CHAOS today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code CHAOS.
It's 2024. Now let's talk about something important. If you're in an accident, not calling a lawyer means you could be leaving money on the table. If you get injured by a person, place, or thing, you deserve to get paid. When you're seriously hurt, your injury could be worth millions.
Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers.
Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is so easy. Having to pay for your own surprise party is hard. Submitting a claim with Morgan & Morgan is so easy. Having to get the kids to school and make their breakfast because your girlfriend got drunk last night and stayed out to 3 o'clock in the morning is hard. And then somehow being yelled at for me making some kind of mistake when you're the one who got drunk and threw up all over the kitchen floor is hard. Morgan & Morgan is easy. Submitting a claim.
If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/chaos or dial #law, #529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/chaos or #law, #529 from your cell. This is a paid advertisement.
Name the baby Doobie.
Name the baby Doobie. That's from Jordan Gulcher 2304. You have my vote. This is from Brittany Boucher 3536. Boy name Cole or Dylan?
Aren't those the two twins from Nickelodeon?
They are.
Yeah.
And then you're assuming Mike's baby's going to be white.
Jasper Cannon. That would be sick.
I like Jasper Cannon.
Didn't I say? I think I saw that one. Somebody DM'd me it. Yeah, and my wife said absolutely not. Logan, dude, this is hilarious. Logan is in the running. even before this submission.
No, if like Logan. Logan, you got to give it to POV 18.
Got, so all right, Logan, so POV Logan 18. POV 18 canon. It'll be like a Elon Musk's kid.
Well, what a wildly offensive joke I just made 10 seconds ago saying Cannon's baby might be black. What a wildly crazy thing. No, to your wife who was at my surprise party last night, who I love and dear. The fact that I just insinuated that maybe there's a fucking possibility
that she's stepping out.
Yeah, that she had sex with Brittany Griner.
Yo, you're tapped into something.
From Slam Magazine,
because
we
talked about her before too.
You came in.
Yeah, Brittany Griner and how jarring her voice is.
Yeah,
where you expect it to be deep but not quite. Yeah, man. You're like, oh my god,
dude. I'm fucking telling you, dude. This shit gets you connected.
Yeah,
Cannibal.
We're Bluetoothed up.
I love you, Mrs. Cannon.
This is Brandon. From
Doobie Dooster. Mike Cannon's kid's name, Brandon. Eh. Mm. We like it because we could say, let's go, Brandon, but we don't.
Yeah, that's nice. You, I do like
here's
that
the
part.
Thing with Mike and Nicole is they're very creative people. So, you know, their first son's name is Crew.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be Crew and then Brandon.
No,
you know,
but
what I mean?
We're up for traditional. We're not going Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm not like looking to be like, you know, Crew and fucking Baloney or something. Yeah. I just like Crew came about as a not as a fluke, but just like it just came together. You know what I mean? So we're up for anything. Calvin or Leo.
I like Calvin or Leo, and I like to put a name in there. Pierre.
Should be Nebuchadnezzar. All right, Nebuchadnezzar.
This is from Joseph 2012. The baby's name should be Nebuchadnezzar.
That's the ship from the Matrix. Yeah,
that's not a good name because somebody at that baby shower is going to say too fast. It's going to sound like something else.
It's going to be Uncle Chris.
Or Mike's dad.
Yeah, he'll say it with a full mouth. Here we go.
This Richard Warner 7014 is naming the baby after my offensive joke. He's going for Malcolm.
I like Malcolm. Mac Miller.
I like Malcolm.
Yeah, Malcolm's a good name.
Here's from AM Lift 96. What about Ali or Omar, Mike?
I legitimately suggested LeBron to my wife the other day. I was like, why not? Let's break barriers. Fig Cannon.
Fig Cannon for Mike's new kid. Crew and Fig just sound nice together. That's from Patrick Evers 5866.
Crew and Fig sound, they're like a stop animation clay show.
Crew and Fig sound like the names of the Ambitiously Gay Duo. Or is it Ambiguously? Yeah, ambiguously Gay Duo. I said the Ambitiously Gay. That's Mike and I are now the Ambitiously Gay Duo. Mike and I were starting sketches as the Ambitiously Gay Duo.
I like that.
This is from Skidmar Niki Dinky Dink. Good name. Skidmar Niki Dinky Dink. Baby name Zen, meaning meditation, or Bodhi, meaning awakening or enlightening.
Dude, Bodhi, like it's fucking Point Break. Hell yeah. It's the 50-year storm, Bodhi.
Dude, I got to be honest with you. Zen canon is kind of dope. It's these are my bad. Boys, Crew and Zen.
Yeah, but he's definitely going to be a Reiki healer if we name him true. Zen, for sure.
Melissa Mills 5592, name the baby Asher since he rose from the ashes.
I don't mind that.
I actually don't mind that at all.
Yeah, Crew said Phoenix the other day, and I think that's a little too that might be a little too much.
But Asher's kind of cool.
Asher isn't bad.
Class or River Cannon?
I like River.
I like River.
Yeah.
From Zacharias.
Just keep him away from the Cobra Club.
Yeah. Cole Magnuson, U1OG, baby name Medieval Cannon or T-shirt Cannon?
Dude, I'm not even kidding. I like Medieval Cannon. I think that's a sick name.
And yo, it'd be like, this is my boy Mid.
Yeah, he's Mid. He'll change
Letizzle, 32, baby name Lazarus, because also rising from the dead, because everyone thought he was dead.
I like that too, actually. Laz.
What about this? Tupac. Tupac Cannon, dude. Everybody doesn't believe he's dead.
What's Tupac's first name?
The rapper Fabulous? That's not his real name.
I like that as a name.
Fabulous Cannon.
The Ambitiously Gay Trio. Fabulous Cannon.
Fabulous Cannon.
Lassane Parrish Crooks.
That's Tupac Shakur's real name is Lassane Parrish
Crooks.
His middle name is Parrish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
P-A-R-I-S-H.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like it. I like it too.
I of course the child should be named Hand or Meat. Hand Cannon, Meat Cannon.
Dude, Meat Cannon is fucking great. That is outstanding.
Nick G 1743.
Well done. We have some good ones. Yeah, some good sincere ones, some good sincere ones.
but we don't have a winner yet, so please continue to write in for possible Mike Cannon baby names. And then if you're listening, we said that Mike would give his son's middle name your first name.
That's right. Yeah. Not necessarily your handle, but if you got a good handle.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Let's get to our next segment, Parents of the Week, POWs. This is from boxer Ryan Garcia.
Wait, do either of you have a quote? You're supposed to start it off with a quote every week.
Yep, parent of the week. Oh, right. I apologize. We did miss that last week. Starting this off with the quote of the week.
Okay, hold on. Sorry.
Did I give you the one by Nietzsche yet? Nope. Hold on. Not Nietzsche. I think it is Nietzsche. Go ahead, Mike.
I have two.
Do it.
So one is from Tiger Woods. My dad never pushed me into golf. He never told me to go practice. He never even asked me to play. It was always me wanting to play with him. Tiger Woods.
Beautiful.
That's nice, right?
That could be the name of the baby.
Never kiss mom on dad's birthday. Anonymous.
I like it. Those are Mike's.
I saw that the other day.
Those are Mike's and we have that. Hold on one second. Sometimes when I do edibles, I can't breathe. Is that weird?
No, it slows my blood down to the point where I feel freezing all the time.
Okay, here we go. From Epictetus, I'd like to start with this. Don't hope that events will turn out the way you want them. Welcome events in whatever way they happen. This is the path to peace. So, just welcome it, babe. Welcome.
Open arms.
Parent of the week. Ryan Garcia, no relation to John's ex-girlfriend. Ryan Garcia, the American boxer, welcomed a new baby into his life in January. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And less than an hour after his wife gave birth, he announced he was divorcing her.
He did.
What the heck?
I mean, that's a quick decision.
¿Qué pasó? Like,
thank you for doing that. Here's your papers.
Yep.
I mean, she's good, right, though? She has his kid. I'm sure this dude, have you been following what's been happening?
So I've seen a couple of videos about him saying that he was like, basically saw the Illuminati, right?
Yeah.
And like whatever.
Yeah.
And I do, of course, here on this podcast, we do believe him, but I just think that it's also mixed in with something else going on in his headspace.
I'm sure he's been, who knows what that kid has seen. Apparently he's been like a boxing phenom since he was 7 years old. So when kids are involved in anything, there's opportunity for some real gross shit. And it sounds like he has some real mental health stuff and also potentially some cacan.
And now even if God forbid something happens to him, they'll just make it look like a suicide, right? Is that what
that's what he said. I mean, he was saying yesterday, he's like, they're planning my death. If I die, just know it wasn't me. Like he's
April 12th.
But he's running the full gamut. We were talking about it before. It's like, I know what videos he's watching. I know exactly where he's at because I hosted that podcast before. And I just like, I'm familiar with all of this. I whenever anybody does this, it's just like, where's the new stuff? Like you're talking about Baphomet and like the Bohemian Grove and stuff like that. Like all of that has been around since the 90s and like the 2000s right. And has been internet conspiracy lore for a long time. It doesn't need you to expose it. It's been exposed. Like what are we building on? Right. What new stuff are you bringing to the table?
Right. Right. I get it. And I don't know. No,
do you?
I do, dude. Listen, it's one of those things where when I hear stuff like this, but again, I don't know. I've got, never been like affected, but it feels like rampant narcissism when you're like, they're deleting my tweets or they're coming after me. It's like, dude, they're not thinking like about you, but you don't see it that way.
Well, here's two things might be happening at the exact same time. He definitely has handlers. He probably has social media people. They were probably trying to put a lid on it the entire time and potentially were deleting tweets, which is adding to the paranoia, which is adding to all this stuff. But he's also, like I said, he's been boxing competitively, meaning taking shots to the head since he was 7 years old. He's also been a social media star for most of his young adult life. He is literally what happens when CTE meets social media. Like, this is, we're watching it converge. You know what I mean?
Right.
So whether or not there's validity to what he's saying is right. almost irrelevant. It's like the guy is struggling. He's having a tough time.
He's having a tough time.
Yeah. Where but he's going to fight. But maybe he's also joking. Who knows? Maybe this is all just a goof and he's promoting his fight really well.
We got to set. Listen, this is the way you have to sell shit now.
Yeah.
Mike has agreed to, in an effort to promote the show, to light himself on fire.
That's right. On April 7th.
Which is
right
your birthday.
After my special. No, it's not.
No, your birthday's in March.
Yeah, March 27th. It's coming up.
March 27th.
Yeah.
Which, happy birthday to Mike. I'll be doing the Garden of Laughs that night.
Nice. Oh, yeah. I told you I wanted to come.
And you were told you probably can't because your wife was like, no, it's your birthday.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot. We have
but I want you to come.
All right. I'll be there.
I Bohemian Grove, it sounds like a fun shopping center.
No, because there is like, have you seen the video of Bohemian Grove? And it was Alex Jones and he happened upon this occult meeting and it
no,
was like
but
in the woods,
it
was giant fires, like there's chanting. There's no denying that occult shit exists. There's right. no denying that. That is true. There's no identifying the people that were there because the video is super blurry, but nobody is like, that's what's so interesting about this stuff. It's like, yeah, that was a meeting like a long time ago. What's happening now? There's got to be different.
So wait, there's a video of them like he staged it though, right?
No, he's in the woods and he happened upon this occult meeting. I don't know what it is. There's no clear indication.
But did he set it up though?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
John?
I don't know if he took the video, but he leaked it in the 90s.
Alex Jones wasn't the one that filmed it?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is from the 90s? Have you ever seen this video, Vito?
No, I'm not that on the internet like this.
Yeah. I mean, this was like part homework for me years ago, so I would have to familiarize myself with it. But it's also like there's, you know, I don't know. That's why it's interesting when this happens, because it always comes to this stuff. It always starts trying to expose conspiracy stuff anytime somebody is like going through it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what is that? Like, why does it always meet there?
What, Vito, you ready for this? Yeah. If VHS tapes were a big thing and you owned a VHS store, you know what you would name it? Vito's. Like videos, but Vito's. Uh-huh. And then I would go in, Vito's. What is it?
I was asking you a full-blown question about mental health struggles.
Oh, my God. Do we have that on tape?
Yeah, it's on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
How many times have you forgotten in the last hour and 15 minutes that you've been recording a podcast?
This is crazy, dude.
Your face is beet red.
This is the video?
I think this is it. Yeah, this is when it starts.
Quality looks like shit.
Yeah, I mean, it is an
John,
old school.
John, fix it! Oh, my God. Where's he in?
He's
is
in
that
the woods.
Palestine?
Wait, is this it or is this Renaissance Fair?
This
that
is
literally
the cult?
Looks like the Renaissance Fair.
Looks like a legitimately nice outdoor party.
Yeah. I mean, this looks like somebody's wedding in the Catskills. So, but have you heard of like Bilderberg and all that stuff? Like, are you familiar with that?
No.
So this is all part of like kind of the same conspiracy where Bilderberg Group, I think, as far as I know, and I don't know much, but it's a confirmed real thing, where like almost, you know, the most elite of the elite, whether it's politicians, people in media, powerful influence, whatever, they all come to this to discuss where the world is going, where technology is heading, and what they want it to look like.
Got it.
So Bill Burr got really obsessed with it for a long time.
And he believes it's real too.
I think so. I mean, I think a lot of people believe it. I think it's also, there's kind of no denying that stuff like that happens where elites meet up to discuss their influence with the world. That's not like, that's not conspiracy. That's people with a giant amount of money and power.
Yeah, it's just, it's called being smart.
But I don't think it's as organized as people would like to think. I think it's a lot of infighting and elites bouncing into each other and having disagreements.
Mm.
You know?
Yes. Hello. Well, what can you do, man? So Ryan Garcia is our parent of the week. And we probably didn't explain it.
No.
But it's whatever, dude. You guys know what's going on with him.
I just like the, you know, listen, no matter what, when you know, you know. And he knew an hour after that baby got here that he couldn't be in that relationship for another minute.
Dude, more power to you, my brother. You should probably leave. Who am I? What song? You should probably leave.
Reba McEntire?
Nope. Yeah, you should probably leave.
You said the same line the last time.
There's no change.
Who is it? Who is it, John?
I have no idea.
Who is it? All right. I'm going to give you a hint. His first name is somebody's name in this room, and then his last name is if you put the letters S T O N. Wait, yeah. If you put the letters S T O N, and then remove an S from that word, and you combine them, you'll have his last name. So wait, hold on, let me explain it again. So if you take the letters S-T-O-N, that's its own word, separately, but then you take the name of the big business, American business, and you take that word separately. Hold on.
American business, what are you fucking talking about? American business.
Hold on. You take that word separately and you remove an S just from that word. And then you combine the first word with the letters S-T-O-N. And you combine that. That's that guy's last name that I'm thinking of.
Johnson.
No.
Damn it. I thought I had it. Damn
Give me big time American companies.
Stone.
No, it begins with an S.
Yeah, Stone begins with an S. What do you mean?
No.
What's the first name? Come on, you should probably leave.
Starts with an S.
What's the first name? Somebody in this room.
Steven?
Nope. Somebody in this room, their first name is our first. Is somebody's first name in the room.
Nobody's first name. Microsoft?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Just the first name. The first name's regular. There's no game. Just what are our four first names? And then pick one of them, and I'll tell you if it's right.
Chris?
Yes. No. That's the first name of the singer. You should probably.
Stapleton?
Yes!
Staples is the big American
Staples.
Business.
Then you remove the S. And then you.
Get the fuck out of here!
That's what it is.
Oh. Staples.
The Staples the big American business.
And I said.
I wouldn't have guessed that if you gave me like 3 months.
Let's listen to a voicemail.
Hey, Chrissy, it's Brian. So, got a situation with my wife. We've been together for 14 years total. We have two kids. And kind of out of the blue, she told me that she doesn't know if she's still in love with me. She still cares about me. She still likes me as a person, but she doesn't know if she's in love with me, doesn't really feel the intimacy anymore, and, you know, ask for a little bit of space. I'm still seeing my kids during the day, still doing all the dad stuff, so we still see each other. But when the kids go to bed, I go to my uncle's house and sleep there. So I'm in kind of a predicament. She's not really making any headway. There's no abuse one way or the other. Nobody cheated on each other. It's just not communicating well and her feelings. Not sure if she's still in love with me. Just wondering if you got a take on it. Keep giving her space. Try to go back home and force it, even though I feel like that's the wrong thing to do. I don't know. Let me know what you think. All right.
Well, buddy, here's the truth, sir. As you said, one of your last parts of the voicemail, you were asking the question, you said, I don't know if she's still in love with me. And what I asked you to do was listen to the first part of your voicemail. Well, she flat out told you she's not in love with you. So, that's, and that ain't coming back. I've been there, my friend. She ain't coming back. There, it's over. Okay, the predicament, there is no predicament, sir. You're headed for divorce and you can't stop it. So you might as well just have some fucking crying and bark because it's going to hurt. And I love you, buddy. I appreciate it. I don't know if anyone else in your life is shooting you straight. Once the woman disconnects, kiss it bye-bye, you might as well be fucking have undocked yourself from the NASA space station and you are floating into outer space with a fucking Russian helmet on. You don't even understand the words they're saying.
Well, that's actually an interesting point. So this is a great crossroads for you, right? Because right now, she more or less gave you the perfect out for you guys to have an adult clean divorce.
Yep.
Where it's like, it's on her. She said she doesn't love you anymore. You guys can choose to amicably split. It's going to hurt, of course, but then you can just kind of move on and go on with your life without any major issue.
Yep.
Or if you really want to and you really want to fight for it and you love the idea, you love her and you want the relationship, not just the family, but the relationship, then you could really try for it, but you're at risk of then it ending badly.
Yep.
So it is what it's up to you. Mitigate your risk as you will. If you really, really, really fucking want it, the relationship, not just the family, then get it. But otherwise, like, again, perfect excuse.
Perfect
man.
Start
your new life.
And you got to understand this, buddy. You got to understand this, my friend, is once the woman says it's over, it's over. And I know that you're probably hesitating because one, our egos get involved. We say, yeah, how can we be rejected? Two, you might actually be in love with her still, and unrequited love, love where someone doesn't love you back, is a very painful thing. And three, you're probably not really in love with her. You're in love with your kids, who she's still going to let you see, which is amazing. That's the biggest plus. You can still have this beautiful relationship with your kids,
yeah,
and you're not really in love with her. Love isn't real. It's a chemical. You will piss it out in 21 to 28 days. Make sure you're having 8 to 10 glasses of water, and I guarantee you, my friend, your love will be gone.
I mean, that's outstanding.
Yep.
It's crazy, yeah, that the same guy that just did Staples Big Business just did that.
Yeah. I mean, edibles do truly move in waves, and sometimes your brain just, you know, it gets caught up. But that one, that was pure flow state.
There it,
yeah,
is. And then you, who's the real me? Go find out. Patreon.com/Christy Comedy. Come see us April 5th and 6th. Mike and I will be in Stamford at, yeah, the New York Comedy Club of Stamford. Mike is filming his special Saturday, April 6th. I will be there for all shows. So come see us and watch Mike Cannon produce an amazing special. April 17th, I will be performing in Dubai, or it might be the 16th. I'm not sure, but it's April 16th or 17th. I'm not sure what time it is in the Middle East. But Dubai, I will be there. One show only, folks. One show only. And then in June, the first 2 weeks of June, we are adding Amsterdam. I will be in Amsterdam. And then I will be in Belfast. I will be in England, London, Manchester, Birmingham, Newcastle, I believe, Dublin, Ireland. I'll be at all in the first couple of few days of January there. I'm sorry, June. First days of June, ChristyComedy.com for Tiki Wikis. So it's going to be fun. London, I think the show's in the O2 Shepherd's Bush. So we got to go. You got to get there. Okay. You got to get there. So, and we'll have a new hour of comedy. Not by then. I'm not going to lie to you, but I will have it by the next time you see me there. But come to these shows because it's stuff you haven't heard. And I just filmed my special that I can't tell you where it's appearing on yet. I'm not still not allowed.
Don't
still
do
not
it.
Allowed to
don't
tell
do
you.
It. Well, I see your face.
Can I say that I love the color green?
I mean, that can be many things.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's separate. I mean, could be money. Patty's is coming up.
I'm pretty sure he said it on the show before.
I think so, too.
You know where I said it? Sure. Patreon.com/ChrisDComedy.
100%. MikeCannonComedy.com for all my dates. Again, April 6th for the special. Very few tickets left, so come out to that. And then before then, I'm running the hour at Comics Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut, March 21st through the 23rd. And then I'm all over the road with a bunch of new material. MikeCannonComedy.com for all that stuff.
Yep. And go follow John the Grady at Telemundo John 37. And then go follow Vito at his handle 1-800 Cars for Kids Teeth. All right, Chrissy Chaos.